Good morning. It's October 15th, 2009. This is a work session at the North Dakota Public Service Commission on case number RC-09316, which is the notice of violation with Falkirk Mining Company. This is Kevin Kramer, Tony Clark, and Brian Kalk, all three members of the Public Service Commission, to discuss the case after the hearing and after proposed orders have been filed by both sides in the case. Also joining us at the table is Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, our attorney, our advisor. With that, first of all, anybody want to open up for discussion, or do you want me to?
Have Alana just walk me through the process, what we're doing from here, the paperwork drill from on, if you will. It's the first time I've seen one of these.
That really is the only legal point to make here, and that is that the two orders, I think the final decision would be worded slightly differently either way, because I don't know, like, for example, if you were to vacate, so to speak. I don't think that's the proper language. I think you actually at this point have to find a violation and impose a fine or not, if I read the law correctly. But that's minor. It doesn't change.
Sure.
It doesn't change.
I actually
anything.
Wondered about that, vacate, abate.
Yeah, right.
Because I've seen that part before, because we've had violations, we've had fines. But what if we go the other way?
Well, what happens when, as I read the law, and I'm not as familiar with it as many others here, but when a company or entity asks for a hearing, you're kind of starting over again, and you're saying, okay, now you listen to these facts and you decide if there really is a violation. That pre thing is when you don't ask for a hearing. When they don't ask for a hearing and you say, okay, we agree with what staff proposes, and you impose this fine or you find this violation. So you're kind of starting over, and the commission needs to decide with findings if there's a violation or not and if a fine should be imposed. But that's minor. That's just a wording. That's wording changes.
Sure.
But the way – all you need to think – this is just like any other factual hearing then. You've listened to the facts and to your staff's interpretation of the facts and to the way the company thinks those facts should be interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And you have certain things in your laws and rules that you use – benchmarks or standards.
But I guess
and then you make a decision that
what does the document look like?
The document will look like these two findings
like
with a little bit of different wording depending on how you come out.
Yeah. Okay.
They
have to be findings. I think that's in the statute.
That's all right.
I would think. It is an interesting point though that if we conclude as I have that there's somewhere between no violation or a violation so de minimis as to not be relevant in the law that why would you have to do anything? But clearly we do. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So in reading the two proposed orders, obviously the Falkirk one has a lot of detail, which helps, in my mind, explain why although the letter of the law, while there might be a violation of the letter of the law, there's not a violation of the spirit of the law. In my opinion, and so, but whether there were some other, whether all those details are necessary in the order or in the preliminary statement, I guess I appreciated them, but I don't know if others had other opinions.
Well, that was kind of my question, is if there wasn't something that we deemed a clear violation, then why go through all the other stuff? I guess
because we're already here.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the question for me is the good cause question, and good cause, it appears, and what I've been able to find out is one of those things that's not defined and not supposed to be defined. That's where the discretion comes in, and, absent a definition of good cause, we're left to find it ourselves, and it's one of those things you know when you see, and it, to me, I see it. So
right.
That's where I am.
Commissioner Kalk, I think that you would, in response to your question just before Commissioner Kramer's statement, we will be identifying every relevant fact. Whatever you end up doing, once you've had a hearing and you've brought these things out, any relevant fact will go in there, and any relevant procedural step will go in there.
The point for me during the hearing was when you know, there's definitely discretion of the person doing the inspection, if you will. They can issue the violation right then and there. But even in this case, it wasn't a clear enough in their mind. So they went back, and there was significant debate, and they chose that way. You know, I would have gone the other way probably. So that's where I'm at, I guess. But I want to make sure that we do this the right way, because someone will probably look at this the other way and say, wait a minute.
Well, I think it's important, though, to distinguish that the action of the inspector and the staff, we're not passing judgment on whether they were proper or not proper.
Right.
We're passing judgment based on all the facts now before us. I mean, that's an important, you know, it is part of the natural tension that we have, because we, of course, they're our staff. But at the same time, I think, you know, mentally and legally, we separate that pretty clearly. I don't know if
that. No, but that no, I don't disagree with that, but it's also that was the point where, you know what, there was a lot of circumstances around this, and when I looked at that same set of circumstances, I maybe would have made something different, mm-hmm. which henceforth, that's where we're here. Mm-hmm. But to put that in the right document so it does what it needs to do.
Well, I think the...
usually we'll go through an order and we'll say, I agree, and then sign it.
If I hear you, you might be talking about the conversations you have with staff after this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about what I heard in the hearing.
Okay. But, I thought you meant you might have done something different. No. If you were an inspector out there. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hearing, too, and that's why I wanted to make sure that distinction is clear. That hearing the exact same stuff, we might have done the same thing the inspector did, but sitting in this chair, we do something different, which is why there is
there's a hearing step. I mean, it's so right. That there is all of this is out under oath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to say I read good cause a little differently. To me, the good cause part of the statute is if there's some sort of act of God, mitigating circumstance, something that's not controllable, where it might be a technical violation of the law, but there's some other uncontrollable factor that comes in and the commission says, well, okay, in this case vacate may not be the right word, but we choose not to issue the violation. To me, this is a little different in that, and I think the analogy that really struck with me and is kind of the speed limit analogy, where this is like a mile over the speed limit sort of violation. De minimis might be the right word. It's a very small violation in my mind. But nonetheless, there's not a dispute on the record that it's a violation. I mean, the folks who are challenging the violation admit it's a technical violation of the law or the statute. So I think I tend to come down more where staff is, and I might actually tweak the monetary end of it a bit, but where the commission should exercise its discretion with regard to the issue is where there's a violation, but perhaps one that we see as a very minor violation, as you tweak down the money. Now, I understand that the case wasn't challenged because of the money. I mean, it's a small amount as it is, but I don't know. That's kind of where I'm reading good cause.
Yeah, I actually think that the what was the final recommended?
I think it was 350. Yeah, and I would even. I think it was a mistake not to add some deduction for good faith. I thought the self-reporting and the quick remediation of it should have merited something there. And I'm not sure that the seriousness of the violation even merits $100. But it might, I mean, if the full commission decides we're going to stay keep the violation, I might look at what past violations have been, because this should be lower than any other one that I've seen.
Well, and considering that area that's supposed to where the violation supposedly occurred was indistinguishable after the remediation. It's pretty good, you know. It's pretty good faith, it seems to me. But
well, I guess what I'm hearing at this point is to prepare, for staff to prepare two orders at this point, if that's, I mean, I don't, well, I guess I'm not trying to force you.
That's where I was going, I guess, is that I still would like to see something that we can tweak. Other than, that's what I guess I've seen in the past, is we come out with just these findings of facts, we talk about it, and we agree, we disagree. This is kind of, we're not voting here, but we're not even sure what we're voting on, or if we would be voting.
Well,
no, but we're giving staff the direction of what kind of an order to do.
And staff can draft two motions. And,
right. Yeah, and I can redo them, but I didn't redo them because they were so, they're not going to hardly change at all if there's an up or down vote.
Right.
They're good, and they're so short and not complicated. So that's why I didn't redo them, when you have to really merge a bunch of stuff that's done wrong. And but I can certainly do that with the other language.
And I think, obviously, we'll need an order that I will move.
Right. And then that can reflect the specific things that you want to emphasize. And I can do the same thing with this one and put the right fine in that you want and all of that. And then you can see two examples. And that's why I was going to say, you don't have to decide this today. You decided at a meeting.
Right.
But I just didn't think it was worth redoing them.
I agree. I mean, they're
Brian, if you don't like either of those, you can work.
You can do, we can prepare one of your own.
Right.
Figure it out at a meeting.
Yeah. Because it does help to read through.
That would be a new tradition to start one day.
Well, it's happened a lot in the olden days.
Yeah. Well,
many times.
Actually conduct meetings as opposed to these, where you have votes where there are dissents and things like that. Like a legislative hearing?
Yeah. I got nothing else.
So just
you're not suggesting a third order, or
not at this time.
Not at that time. Okay. So if you folks have specific findings in your version that you don't want in, or something you want added, let me know, and then we'll just redo.
Can I get a list of recent violations?
Sure.
And
yeah, I was.
What was assessed for seriousness? Probably broken down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And in all honesty, the remedial action portion of the penalty, or it's like $1,000 or something that you can reduce, isn't it? I forget exactly. Or $1,000 a day, or it's some. It's a pretty. It's a larger number than $350, for example.
So you could, that by itself could justify zero or something. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking. But that's not the direction I'm going. So I'm just trying to recall out loud.
Conclusion of that statement.
Yeah. Okay. But that you're right. Yeah, that was my point.
So then what, at this point, you prepare the two different versions, and then the next time we talk about it is at the meeting?
Again.
Or we can have another work session.
Because I still, maybe I should just walk through this with the two of you a little bit better. Is it, okay, I understand the cause part of it, but it also comes down to, there's still that discretion that somebody has to make the call on it. And so we look at the facts differently. It still comes down to how we look at them. I mean, it just, if it wasn't clear on the ground, they go back, they talk about, they all look at the facts differently. We look at the facts here. So the part you gentlemen are talking about, cause, it's still, I don't know, I'm not getting that piece that you're talking about so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, good cause is my interpretation, but good cause is an intentionally vague term
for those
in
reasons.
The law.
Yeah.
And in Tony's interpretation of good cause is one. I would decide it a little differently. I'd say good cause is where the discretion lies to consider not just acts of God per se, but, other.
Okay, that's the part that I was.
The de minimis nature of the violation, which I think is supported by the low recommended penalty, as a matter of fact.
In theory, in any hearing, though, there is also judgment made about the facts.
Because I've been on the receiving end of many of these NOVs, also a different mm-hmm. lifestyle, and
yeah, but you deserve them all.
We maybe deserve some of them. but the cause part of it, there was, and that's where
it's California.
That's right.
Yeah, the active nature things were almost weren't even ever contested. You just the NOVs were never issued, but there was always significant debate, just like we're having now. And that's where I fall out the same as you on the cause, because there's things that happen that aren't acts of nature that just happen, and that's why they give us the ability to look at that. feel better now.
That's, you know where we're at.
Yeah. And it could be things other than acts of nature, too. I mean, it could be, I can't think of one on the fly, but, you know, you've got two options. You have to mitigate one, and it causes you know, some other technical violations. Right. So you mitigated the greater one, but you decided.
But it could also be our own staff giving out.
Something's outside of your.
Right.
But it could be our own staff giving out unclear direction, which leads to companies being made. And well, I heard some of that in the hearing is what I heard was is that there wasn't clear direction from our staff on the lines of communication. Now, that would be on both sides, I would say. But I also felt that there was some of that communication between both sides that wasn't clear.
Well, that's a very good point.
Which led to this. And that's why I go back to what I heard or the testimony was is that it was the communication lines between the company and our staff that probably led to this taking place.
I would say, though, if I recall accurately, the miscommunication that I think you're referencing doesn't change the facts of the violation any, but rather perhaps...
That was an after-the-fact
Right. But that's not to say that there that didn't
we don't
result
know
in some injustice or something like that, and that's... It's fine. One of the things about good cause, a lot of times good cause works the other way. In other words, you know, I'm just thinking if there's a criminal case, for example, a small misdemeanor, but the dude fails to show up three times in a row for court, it's good cause for an arrest warrant. You know, it works the other way as well. But at any rate, that's how I plan. That's the motion I want to make is for.
Okay.
A violation.
Okay. So double the work.
Double the work.
They're all like this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
They can only be so long on this case.
Okay, thanks.
There's nothing else. We'll close the work session. Thank you.
And go, boys. It's a new day. I got about 10 emails today that said the herd must move on. Classic, great.
Not they wait this weekend.